to episode 89 of the Snowflake SnowPro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux, and I'm thrilled to be your guide on this journey to mastering Snowflake, particularly focusing on UDFs for data analysis in Snowflake today. Let's dive into the world of user-defined functions, or UDFs, in Snowflake, a powerful feature that allows you to extend the capabilities of SQL by writing your functions. UDFs can be written in SQL or JavaScript, providing vast flexibility and power in processing and analyzing data. Firstly, understanding the syntax and creation of UDFs is crucial. In Snowflake, a UDF is created using the create function statement followed by specifying whether the UDF is volatile, immutable, or stable. This distinction is important because it influences how Snowflake caches the results, impacting performance. Let's talk examples. To create a simple UDF in SQL that calculates the square of a number, you would use a statement such as create function square num float, returns float as return num num. This illustrates how straightforward it is to create scalable, reusable code for data analysis. Moreover, JavaScript UDFs unlock even greater potential. They allow for complex logic that might be cumbersome or impossible to implement in SQL alone. For instance, parsing JSON or interacting with external web services can be effortlessly achieved with JavaScript UDFs. An essential aspect of using UDFs in Snowflake is understanding the security and access control. Functions run with the privileges of the role that created them, and explicit rights can be granted to other roles to execute the function. This ensures that sensitive operations and data manipulations are securely managed. Performance considerations cannot be overlooked. While UDFs offer incredible flexibility, they can introduce computational overhead. Therefore, optimizing your UDFs for performance is vital, such as by minimizing complex computations or leveraging Snowflake's caching strategies by appropriately setting the UDF's volatility. In this episode, we'll also dive into best practices for deploying UDFs in production environments, including version control, testing, and monitoring their usage and performance within your Snowflake environment. This ensures that your UDFs are not only powerful, but also efficient and reliable. As you prepare for your Snowflake SnowPro Core certification, remember that understanding UDFs, their types, creation, execution, and optimization is a significant piece of the puzzle. Mastering UDFs will not only help you pass your exam, but also equip you with the knowledge to leverage Snowflake's full potential in your data analysis endeavors. Thank you for joining me today. Stay tuned for more in-depth training in our upcoming episodes. This is Yakub Abdul Hakim signing off. Keep learning and see you next time on the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast.